Well, welcome back. Starting with this segment of Myths Versus Facts, we will start to bring the names of some Americans into the discussion. In many cases, you will be initially offended since you have never heard of the history we will present. Our book, To the Victor, Go the Myths and Monuments, details and substantiates what we shall say. Stay with us, it gets very interesting. It is very seldom that the influence of the Illuminati on the French Revolution is ever brought up. And when it is denied that there's any influence or that influence is underplayed. The influence of the Illuminati on the French Revolution existed, as we have seen in earlier segments stated by Winston Churchill. The problem with this segment of history and the role of the Illuminati is that there are those who deliberately obfuscate the role of the Illuminati in anything and constantly deny the Illuminati influence. Then there are those who have not looked deep enough. Lastly, there are those who do not understand organization and its importance historically and politically. The value of organization is very important in understanding how movements start and grow. There are some historians who say that less than 30 members of the Illuminati were involved in the revolution. Therefore, they couldn't have had much influence on the revolution. Let us give you an example of how a couple of dozen people working in concert can affect the outcome of a revolution. First of all, we see Illuminati members such as Filippino Buonarroti, who started the Sublime Perfect Masters. Several lodges of these masters were established in France, controlled by the Illuminist Buonarroti during the revolution. The Asiatic Brethren. At the time, the Illuminati leadership was unknown. They just thought it sprang up in and of itself, but it was run by Illuminists. Franz Anton Mesmer. That's, by the way, where we get the word mesmerized. Mesmer started 20 harmony lodges in France and ruled over them. Christian Botta recruited the Marquis de Slet de Langes, the head of the Paris Ami Renouis Lodge. Members of this lodge were the heads of all the movements of the revolutions of 1789 and 1792. Alessandro Cagliostro founded the Egyptian Rite lodges all over France. Dr. Belliot started the Lodge Contract Social. And last, Nicholas Bonneville's Circle Social did likewise across France, back into Germany and in America. Now here, you only have really 6 members of the Illuminati in the leadership of these lodges, besides those that were in the Asiatic Brethren. Huge influence due to the means by which they organized others into their web. Nicholas Bonneville perhaps was the most important of all these Illuminists, since his organization had a profound influence on America and the ultimate formation of the Nazi and communist movements. Let's quote Karl Marx and Engels on this. They said this: "The revolutionary movement, which began in 1789 in the Cercle Social, which in the middle of its course has as its chief representatives Leclerc and Rouault, and which finally with Bubov's conspiracy was temporarily defeated, gave rise to the communist idea which Bubov's friend Buonarroti reintroduced in France after the revolution of 1830. This idea, consistently developed, is the idea of the New World Order." Now, this is a quote from the Holy Family, published in 1844, 4 years before Marx and Engels published the Communist Manifesto. They say the communist idea of a new world order. We will explore this further in the weeks ahead. Now, Bonneville's Cercle Social led the way for the innovation of many of the tactics used today in the conspiracy we battle in modern times. For instance, the use of semantics, changing the meaning of words, the formation of fronts, such as their Universal Federation of the Friends of Truth, which had 6,000 members, publishing organs like their paper, The Word of the Mouth of Iron, reaching several thousands. Another paper they issued was the People's Tribune. As a matter of fact, the use of the term tribune in almost every newspaper founded within a few decades after this were founded based on the socialist ideas of Bonneville. And they attributed their name of their paper to the Tribune. They were also a cult and anti-Christian and formed so-called churches out of their midst to promote occultism and being against the Christian religion. Now again, we're looking at a handful of people wielding tremendous influence through organization and the building of fronts and newspapers. Semantics was used to overturn the old society and institute the forerunner of what we call today political correctness by what words were socially acceptable or unacceptable. They offered new meanings to words, even the opposite of the original meaning in some cases. They even wrote a new dictionary to foster these changes. Bonneville, for instance, is credited with introducing the greeting citizen rather than the polite manner of address in France at the time, monsieur. Thomas Paine lived with Bonneville for a number of years, and they shared many things, including Bonneville's wife. Benjamin Franklin was the man who originally encouraged a young Paine to immigrate to America, and we will discuss this in a future segment. Paine started the first church of the philanthropy in 1797. Soon, 18 of these churches were formed in Paris. They were finally banned by Napoleon, but at the time, the movement had already moved into America. Members of the Illuminati in France decided to call themselves, at one point, the Philadelphists, in order to throw off the authorities from what and who they really were. This, likewise, has thrown off historians as to Illuminati influence. Now, the story is too long to include herein, but as a result of the Reign of Terror and the ascendancy of Napoleon to the leadership of France, the Illuminati went more underground and their influence was curtailed due to the authority of Napoleon. In a nutshell, the Illuminati helped bring Napoleon to power, and then he turned on them. This is also the case later when his nephew, Napoleon III, was put in power by the Illuminists, and then he turned on them as well. For those who believe that it's an impossible thing to defeat the conspiracy, there are lessons to learn from the French Revolution. For all of the influence of the Illuminati, after installing themselves into the leadership of France, they lost control to Robespierre, and then Napoleon, and then again with Napoleon III. While the results of the loss of Illuminati control could be said was possibly worse under Robespierre, it was slightly better under Napoleon and not that excessive under Napoleon III. We'll get into more of this next week.